We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
John Shumway with you on this Friday morning, sliding into the weekend, and with the weather the way it is, might be a good time to head into a movie theater. Our man at the movies, John Mowad, joins us. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John.
So we've got three coming out this weekend. Let's start. The Angels Are Back, Charlie's Angels. Take a listen.
Good morning, Angels.
Morning, Charlie.
Elena?
Let's get in there.
Don't forget to smile.
In your dreams.
When you're an angel, save the world first.
That was fun.
And smile later.
You want to run away with me?
Oh, you're so desperate.
Now, I got to ask, John, is this just a retread of what we've always seen from Charlie's Angels?
Well, not really, John. They took their, they went out of their way to make this more about women's empowerment and took a more global scale than the iconic television show we remember from the 70s. And a big part of the reason for that is that this is written, directed, and stars Elizabeth Banks, as well as Naomi Scott. And so this is the third film that's spun off of that television show. There's a couple back in the early 2000s. And what you get with this one, again, I got to warn you, and some people, this might be your cup of tea, but it's truly about women's empowerment. And I got the feeling when I was watching this, John, I'm going to hate to say it, but you got to know what you're getting into. Men are bad, women are powerful.
So are you saying it's preachy?
A little bit preachy, a little bit pulpy, which isn't necessarily a bad thing, but that's what you get when you sit down and watch this film. It's actually fairly well done, and the actor's game, Kristen Stewart's terrific.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, that's what it is.
All right, that's Charlie's Angels. Also opening up this weekend, The Good Liar.
We've developed an intimacy.
To the future.
How much do you think she's worth?
Enough to last several lifetimes.
You don't want to do this, Roy. It's the game. It's the adrenaline rush.
What if it is?
Let's play.
What an incredible cast for this one. And talk about looking like it's got a lot of great intrigue.
Yeah, how about that, John? The Good Liar, based off a novel written about 20 years ago. This is Helen Mirren and Ian McClellan. It's hard to believe that these two have never acted together. But man, when you talk about a suspense thriller, this movie, I got to warn you, John, it starts off a little slow. It's about Betty, and that's played by Helen Mirren. And John, what is it about Helen Mirren? She's such an attractive woman. She's got to be well into her 70s by now.
Yeah, you would think.
I mean, she's so strong, and Ian McClellan is such, I mean, these are ultimate professionals. And Betty, played by Helen Mirren, she's a recent widow, and she's got a lot of money. And Roy, played by Ian McClellan, is one of these guys. Even though he's in his later years, he is attracted to these women. He preys on them. He empties their bank accounts. Mm. Well, the first half of the movie, John, Betty seems like she's just so kind and so easygoing. But things change as you get toward the end of this film, and there's some twists and turns that you just don't see coming, and it's really incredible. And just, I mean, you got Helen Mirren and Ian McClellan, but remember, this is a rated R. There's plenty of violence and gore, and there's plenty of profanity. So,
that's what everybody needs for a Friday night. And speaking of twists and turns, Ford versus Ferrari.
So you're going to build a car to beat Ferrari.
With a Ford.
Correct.
They hate guys like us because we're different.
What are they doing?
Making your car go faster.
That's more logic!
You got a plan?
Try risk.
No, I thought the whole point was to win the dark race.
Volta!
I don't
don't speak Italian, but he ain't happy.
Rated PG-13.
Oh, this one, talk about stark qualities.
Yeah. How about Matt Damon and Christian Bale in this
exactly.
rated PG-13? So, and John, you know what? This movie was slated to open a little earlier. It was a summertime film. So lots of car racing, lots of intrigue. But they pushed it a little bit closer to winter because it's got some real potential to be an Oscar movie.
Huh?
With these performances, it's just Christian Bale's just incredible, the way he can transform himself. I mean, he went from that the movie Vice, where he was well overweight and played a certain character, to this movie, where he's skin and bones and just completely opposite of that character. I mean, what an incredible performance. And you've got Matt Damon as Carroll Shelby. And this movie takes place back in the 60s. True story about how Ford, with the help of Carroll Shelby and driver Ken Miles, went ahead and transformed Ford, which was really, they were still the top automaker in the country, but they
right.
were losing sales because they didn't seem sexy enough, fast enough, endurable enough. Well, Carroll Shelby came along and changed all that with the help of Ken Miles, and you get turns with characters like Lee Iacocca and Ford Jr., and the way it gets put together is really intriguing. John, it might be one of the best movies of the year.
If you like fast cars, it's your movie of the weekend. John Mowat, as always, appreciate your input, sir.
Thanks, John.
And let's take a look at the top five at the box office as we head into the weekend. At number five, it's Terminator Dark Fate. Last Christmas is at number four, Playing with Fire at three. Number two is Doctor Sleep, and Midway is number one.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.